Chapter 18. In the lion's enclosure, there was great grieving as another member of the white lion family was shot. At these times, the lions felt deep sadness throughout their entire being. There was profound sorrow as their brothers and sisters, parents and loved ones were being killed at close range, sometimes before their very eyes. While the white lions would gather together to mourn when one of them was killed, they never gave up hope. They understood when they willingly came to Earth that their mission was a most challenging one. Humanity was in grave danger, but did not actually realize how they were destroying themselves by destroying others. The white lions understood with compassion that most people had been taught they were separate from each other and that their actions did not affect the greater whole. They did not understand the bigger consequences of their choices in life. Most humans simply believed they were powerless to create positive change on a planet with so much hatred and greed. They did not understand that their personal choice to hurt another created pain for themselves and others. Never had it occurred to them to take personal responsibility for creating a better world. Understanding this, the great white lions blessed the very humans who slaughtered their kin. While they grieved on the surface, they also, with full awareness at the spirit level, were still offering themselves up, waiting for humanity to understand what it was doing to its own self. The lions continued on with steadfast hope that it wasn't too late and that change was still possible. It would take many more Earth Star children to turn the tide. Akeru and all the white lions poured their love into these children, knowing there might come a time when a trickle of good could become a river, and the rivers could join together in one great ocean of love and grace. At that time, everything would change. Chapter 19. One day, the leaders of Ubuntu's village called a meeting and all were invited. This event happened only when important things needed to be discussed. Ubuntu and his family wondered what was going on and decided to go to the field where their village meetings were held. They prepared to meet the other villagers, cleaning up after their chores and tidying their hair. It was late that afternoon when they walked together to meet with their kin. Tembi spoke.
"I like to meet the other villagers. I'm excited to see my friends again. But I wonder if anything has gone wrong or if someone is in trouble."
They all wondered the same thing, and so, as they filed onto the meeting field, they had mixed feelings of both excitement and dread. The villagers joined them in all their different shapes and sizes. the women and girls wearing many brightly printed colors. Some villagers wore very tattered clothes with many holes and layers of dirt, a sign of the lack of water in their neighboring village homes. Some looked healthy, and some looked unwell. Some children came in a group, and it was clear they had no parents to bring them. All in all, there was a warm feeling of gladness at simply being together, as these meetings happened so rarely. The two main village leaders were a man chief and a woman, Sangoma, an African wisdom healer. They always worked together because they knew they made a good team. The chief looked after the nitty-gritty details of village life, such as making new rules to accommodate the needs of the villagers. The Sangoma brought the great wisdom of the heart and a deep connection to all of the natural elements. When everyone was settled down on the bare earth, the chief stood up and said, "Thank you, everyone, for joining us today." He paused, looked around to see that everyone was listening, and then began again. "All of you know our villages have been plagued with many challenges. We have sickness and a constant struggle to grow enough food to eat. Our well brings enough water now, so we can have fields of corn. But still, some of you have to walk a long way to come and get water. We regret we do not have enough money yet to meet everyone's needs for clean water, good food, schooling, and good health." Everyone sat somberly, and some lowered their heads as they thought about their ill-loved ones and felt their empty tummies growl. "But today," he went on, "we wish to invite some special guests to speak to us. As many of you have been hearing, change is afoot. There have been whispers of change, bringing hope to this village and beyond. And we, as leaders of this village, want to hear the news firsthand. We wish to spread hope and good news, if indeed a new hope has come to our village and the villages nearby." Chapter 20. And so, we wish to invite Ubuntu, Tembi, Tandiwe, and Tulani to speak to us. They do not know they have come to be asked to speak, but we wish to open this discussion now, so all of us can hear what you have to say. Please share with us the details of the rumors we have heard, so we can all be informed directly from you and not rely on rumors only. Ubuntu and Tembi looked at one another in surprise. Tulani and Tandiwe also turned to look at each other. It wasn't long before Ubuntu stood up bravely, closed his eyes to connect deeply to his inner truth, and said, "Yes, it is true. Something unexpected happened to me one night. Akeru, the great white lion, came into my dream time. He was so beautiful that it is hard for me to describe this to you all. You would have to meet him yourself. That first night changed my life. I met the white lion and went through a big change inside of me. Over months,
I learnt many things about the plight of the white lions, how they are being brutally shot for large sums of money. And I was taught simple ways I can help them and all of humanity. He paused and said, "Now I am going to let my other family members continue, so they all have a chance to speak to you and share their own story." The villagers whispered to each other with curiosity and soon grew quiet as Tembi stood up.
"Yes, the white lion Akeru is a very special lion. I also went through a big change. And, as some of you have noticed, Ubuntu is quite different now because of his change. We are both so inspired now to make a better world, and we have become best friends too. I now understand that I can actually help not only the lions, but everyone."
Tembi looked at her mother and said,
"Okay, Umama, would you like to continue?"
Dandiwe stood up, took a deep breath and said,
"Yes, the lion taught me that each one of us can make a difference if we just believe we can. Hopelessness does not help anyone. I met Akeru and was opened in ways I find hard to describe. I feel so optimistic about life now. I went from hopelessness to feeling a new appreciation for all of life. And I have a new conviction that the decision to choose love in each moment creates great change. Our love affects everything and everyone around us. And I know this new choice is making a difference. I can feel it in my bones."
Dandiwe looked at her husband, and he now stood up to say, "You know, I was skeptical about this white lion, but as soon as I met him, all of my doubts disappeared. The magic of this white lion cannot really be described. In my very first meeting, I went through a change. I feel freer inside and more inspired about making life in our villages into something we can all be proud of. In short, I feel empowered, and I know that being gloomy about life brings everyone down and helps no one. The white lions need our help to be free again, and it seems when we say yes, this desire to help them creates goodwill that ripples out onto the whole planet. It really is quite magical. That's all I have to say." Everyone listening was still. They were rattled inside, as if all their old ideas were being shaken up and dusted off. It seemed a long time before anyone could speak. Finally, a teenage boy in tattered clothing stood up slowly and said in a somber voice, "There is so much decay and suffering in our villages, so much illness and poverty. I am so sad at what I see every day and usually feel, that I wish there were some real answers to our problems. Yet each day, we struggle and struggle just to get by. Now you are telling us that things can get better by making up our minds to pull together and help free the white lions who are here to help us? I find it hard to believe it is that easy. I find it hard to believe that in your dream time, magic is happening with a lion changing you." The boy looked down at his bare feet and just hung his head for a while. Then,
as if he gathered some new inner strength and determination, he continued. But I know all of you, and I can see the changes in you and the change in mood we are already having in our villages. He took a deep breath and said, "What do we need to do to help our villagers and others beyond? How can we help?" Ubuntu chimed in and said, "If you really want to see a world of plenty for all and an end to all cruelty, including cruelty to the lions and other animals, then just say yes. It is that simple. All of our goals and intentions ripple out to everyone, and those who are aware know your heart. You don't have to be special in any way to say yes. If your heart longs for a healing of the world, then you can help just like us. We welcome you all to come on board." The boy stared into space for a moment and said, somewhat hesitantly, "Okay, I get it." Then, with a newfound determination, he burst forth, "Yes, I do wish to help, and yes, I do wish to meet this lion." At that, the villagers whispered to each other, some with excitement, and others still with some skepticism. The boy suddenly grinned and heaved a big sigh of relief. He sat down with a big thud and was surprised and pleased that he had spoken in front of them all, as he was such a quiet boy much of the time. After a few moments of the villagers taking in what had just happened, the Sangoma easily began to sing their favorite village song. Everyone chimed in robustly as the waves of melody rippled out to touch them all. They had a feeling that their lives were all coming together now in a shiny new web that would change each and every one of them, and all of creation too. Chapter 21. Ubuntu's family walked home in a strange spell. They realized they had taken a chance in sharing their inner journeys with the other villagers. They could have been ridiculed and disbelieved, but somehow it was as if the sharing of their secret was another step in the ripple of goodwill. Their courage in speaking out now seemed to be rewarded with a deep and sweet peace they had not known before. And to Ubuntu's amazement, as soon as they began to leave the field, he realized his leg was healed. They all walked home in this spellbound state, unable to speak with one another or to even make eye contact. They ate their supper in silence, eyes on their food, and went to bed in a sweet, enveloping peace. As soon as they closed their eyes, Akeru appeared. He beamed great love and said, "You are doing so well. We are very proud of you. Change is happening now on Earth. Big change. The White Lions thank you." Each of them relaxed into an even deeper sense of complete oneness with all of life. They felt all was well with the whole world now. There was nothing to fear, nothing to worry about, and nothing even to fix. the day's sharing with the villagers and the gratitude of Akeru now blessed them with a clear inner knowing that their mission was being accomplished.
No, 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 no.